is a very fast wavelength. So when we are in the emotion of love, our energy is vibrating very quickly because of that emotion that's going out and making that happen in frequency terms. Now this is important to so many things. In an ideal world, when our spirit becomes incarnate in this dense physical reality, we hold on to our connection with our multidimensional self. Then we have absolutely everything we need to manifest the design of the divine in this physical world. We have eyes and ears information giving us a fix on the world immediately around us, but we have our higher dimensions of love, understanding, wisdom, intuition through which to manifest also into this world, in which to observe our behavior and what's going on and what we need to do. That's an ideal world. What happens, however, in this manipulated one is that when consciousness becomes incarnate in physical form, from the moment we become conscious in the body, the programming conditioning starts. Through education, through parents who have been programmed to condition their children, not through malevolence, but through conditioning. Through the pressures you feel if you want to express your divine, and it's outside the hassle-free zone. So we tend to go in these boxes, into these eggshells, which shut out our higher levels, because once we let them in, there's no bloody way anyone's going to tell us what to think or do. So we become disconnected from the higher levels of ourselves. Symbolically, it's like this. You know when you're a spaceman on the moon, and you're in that big spacesuit, symbolic of the physical body, and you've got eyes and ears information giving you a fix on the world around you, the planet you're on. And you've also got mission control speaking in your ear, giving you the big picture, the big guidance. Then you're in an ideal situation. But just imagine what would happen if someone came along and either cut or massively reduced the connection to mission control. Suddenly, that spaceman's behavior and perception of reality, what he should do, etc., would be dramatically changed within seconds and minutes, let alone hours. Because now, this is the only source of information on which to get a fix on what to do and what's going on, and some vague and fading memory of what he should have been doing now. What happens when we come into physicality is exactly that. We get disconnected from mission control. And if we disconnect from the higher levels of ourselves, that means that the place we look to get a fix on reality, who we are, what's going on in the world, etc., is this direction. And who controls that? Your starter for 10. So if you can, and this is the way it works, control the information that these receive while disconnecting us from our infinity of knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, and intuition that would filter this information, you have got people exactly where you want them, caught in the headlights of an oncoming CNN. And it's amazing. I was in the old city of Jerusalem in 1993, and it really struck me. I was near that big mosque thing, you know, Temple Mount. And these little Muslim kids are playing soccer. Not about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8. They all seem to be called Mohammed from what they were shouting for the ball. It's quite funny. But I wonder if you've ever been to the old city of Jerusalem. I found it a very moving place. It's a very small area within the city walls, but even so, it's still broken up into quarters. There's an Armenian quarter, a Jewish quarter, a Christian quarter, and a Muslim quarter. Because bloody hell, we don't want to live together, do we? It might start a trend. And these Muslim kids were playing soccer, and I looked at them, and I thought, by that age, 5 or 6, they would already have a fix on who they are, the nature of life, God, and Jewish people. Yet, had that consciousness become incarnate, literally in the old city of Jerusalem's case, 5 minutes down the street in the Jewish quarter or the Christian quarter, that same consciousness would now have a very different fix at the same age of God, of life, and of Arab people. And the only difference is the conditioning that consciousness has experienced in the first 5, 6, 7 years of its life. A friend of mine brilliantly summed it up like this. He said, if you're born to loving parents and they tell you 2 and 2 equals 5, and you go to kindergarten or something and nice teachers tell you 2 and 2 equals 5, you go off to high school and university and very nice professors, you know, with letters after the name, we're very bright, tell you 2 and 2 equals 5. All the people around you are telling you 2 and 2 equals 5 because they've been through the same system. The media is constantly confirming 2 and 2 equals 5. There's a bloody great chance you're going to go through an entire physical lifetime believing that 2 and 2 equals 5. It still goes on equaling 4, but you're not aware of that because you're not getting that information. As Gandhi said, even if you're in a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. And this is the way the system conditions us. Now, coming back to those frequencies of love and fear, let me make this point. If the higher levels of ourselves, and I don't care if you're Henry Kissinger, the Rothschilds, the Queen of England, George Bush, whoever you are, whatever things you're doing in this physical world, at that level, whether you are reptilian, mammal, or whatever the hell you are pure love. And you are a unique and equal expression of the big I. However, so if at that level of our infinity, the divine level you might call it, we are love, pure love, then that has a vibrational frequency, a very, very fast one. If this incarnate consciousness in this world is manipulated to resonate to the frequency of fear, which it is, fear is a comparatively to love, very slow, dense wavelength. What has to happen in purely mathematical vibrational law? The incarnate fear has to vibrationally disconnect from the infinite love. There is no way it cannot be so. We have feared our way into this abyss. There is one and only one way of getting back to multidimensional infinity, and that's to love our way out of it. There is no other way. When we start manifesting pure love, a love that says, I love you, Henry Kissinger. I love you, George Bush. I love you, Queen of England. I'm not standing for what you're doing because you're imposing your will on others, but you are part of me and I am part of you. I don't care if you're reptilian or what you are. I love you for what you are, me. We have got to start realizing, and the reptilian bloodlines have got to start realizing, because they've forgotten this big time, that we are all each other. There is no one that has a right to control this planet. No one who has a right to control and impose their will on another individual. That's not what creation is about. It's about abundance, and it is about freedom for all to express the glory of what we all are, each other. And if we start in Israel, people want the Jewish people of Israel to be kicked out. The Jewish people, some of them anyway, want to take over land that Arabs have. Hey! It's one planet, it's one land. Let's live together, respect each other's differences, and stop fighting. In Northern Ireland, so you believe in Catholicism, so you're a Protestant. Who gives a shit? You go to a Protestant church, you go to a Catholic church, and let's live together. I won't stop you doing that. Don't stop me doing this. surely we can create a system in which each of our realities has the ability to manifest. Why do we have to have laws that dominate and impose from one culture or one race? It's ludicrous, it's childish, and we're entering adulthood as this great cycle reaches its fruition. We're waking up, we're remembering who we are. It's a great time to be alive. So the idea, no good crying over spilt water. The idea has been to disconnect us symbolically with this circle here from multidimensional self. This level of ourselves resonates to the frequency range of low vibrational emotion, guilt, fear, resentment. And we are all, and my God, I'm full of shit. I mean, you know, let's be honest here. I'm full of shit, me. And it's fun. It makes life interesting being full of shit. I don't want to be perfect. It's a bore. But, I mean, we all have this unsuppressed emotion and stuff within us. And the more that we take it on, the more this frequency level is filled with energy resonating to this frequency within ourselves. Because we're multidimensional, we all have this level within us, within our multidimensional self. And if this low vibration emotional frequency within us gets so full of unprocessed emotion, hate, anger, aggression, fear, guilt, which were all wonderful expressions of fear in their various way, then we disconnect from higher levels of ourselves because the incarnate part of us keeps it in this barrier. When we clear this out, we can then become multidimensional beings, which answers another mystery, I would suggest. Have you ever got caught in the corner? Or, no, let me start it this way, better way of putting it. You know when you start walking this spiritual path, like, you know what I mean? When you decide you're going to be spiritual, right? Did you get the impression, like I did, like 10 years ago, that I've gone spiritual now? So life's going to change because I'm spiritual. And I'm going to walk down lovely country lanes. And I will hear harps. And nymphs will play trumpets as I walk, and there'll be beautiful colors. What happens when you start the spiritual path? All friggin' hell breaks loose, right? When I started 2 years into my journey, conscious journey, I thought, if this is spirituality, darling, you can stuff it, because this is no fun. And what people can't understand is why, when they go spiritual, all hell breaks loose. Because the greatest energy and state of being to change this world and to change our own destiny is the one we call, I call anyway, intent. Intent has absolute amazing power to change. Some people call it will. Intent. This is what I intend to do. Because what we put out, we always bring back. When we say, I intend to do this, what that intent energy will do will bring towards us all we need to achieve that intent. So when you go on the spiritual path, you say, I want to be spiritual. I want to be everything I can be. And that intent goes out and it says, okay, this is what you need to achieve that. And you start looking and you see what's coming towards you. And you go, I'd like to transform, but not that sodding badly. Thank you very much. Right? Because of the challenges that comes towards you. Now, what's happening here? If this level of ourselves that vibrates to all this unsuppressed emotion and fear needs to be cleared out, if we're going to clear the passage to multidimensional infinity, then when we put the intent out, I want to be everything I can really be, then intent brings towards us experiences, pains in the butt, that will make us face this and heal it and diffuse it. So, this is why all hell breaks loose when we start this path. We draw to us those experiences and people who take this from here and go, boom, there you are, darling, have some of that. Where it cannot be denied. Change the subject, don't want to talk about it. Boom. Now, this is where most people fall down because they walk away at this point. If we stick with it, and this breaks down, and we let go of the shit that we all carry, we become multidimensional infinity again. And once we do that, this answers another mystery. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever got caught in the corner with one of these people that's just starting to wake up, you know, and starting to think differently? And they're reeling off all the coincidences that have happened that week. Have you noticed? Oh, and then so-and-so came up and went to the sacred site and the sun came out just as we got there. It was a miracle, always, ever so synchronistic. You know? And you're giving it, is that the time, darling? Oh, bloody hell. The point I'm making is that when people start to wake up and think differently and open up to this stuff, they start to notice synchronicity in their life